Psalm 30 verse 3, New Living Translation, verse 3. Psalm 30 verse 3. It says, "You brought me up from the grave, O Lord. You kept me from falling into the pit of death." Can you lift your hands and thank Him? When I think upon Your goodness, yeah, and Your faithfulness each day, I'm convinced it's not because I am worthy to receive the kind of love that You give, but I'm grateful for Your mercy. I'm grateful for Your grace, and because of how You poured out Yourself, we have come to sing the song of grace. It says, cousin's wife is a man of God, a man of faith, pastors the church, works in holiness and righteousness and with power, but got hit by the pandemic. And then I had to do a video call to pray with him online, on WhatsApp. You see this hallelujah you are shouting free of charge. Some people are wishing they can shout it one more time. Just once. Wait. Unknown to me, he had called for his documents, called for his, bank details, and then told the wife, "This is my PIN. This is my account number. This is where I have this." So he was preparing to go. According to him, he said the pain was too severe. And then the wife, another woman of God, just felt called Pastor Nathaniel. And thank God, God prepared me for that phone call. And when I got the phone call, I just got this holy anger in my spirit. I was upstairs, so I didn't want my children or wife to hear me praying loud. So I stuffed my head into the wardrobe and began to groan in the spirit. And then the word of God came to me. I just felt in my spirit, life is a choice. You can choose to live. So I got on the phone without knowing that he had made up his mind to die. I said, "Pastor Michael, life is a choice. You can choose to live." He told me much later that something, the spirit of death just snapped off him. Listen, as we prayed, every time I prayed, every amen was like a testimony. So he had ventilators on. Responding to the prayer was a testimony. And he laid down there and said, "Lord, if You give me opportunity to shout hallelujah again, I will praise You. You don't know the privilege you have standing here." Can you lift your hands one more time? Who am I to sing Your praises? Who am I to worship You, Lord?
Who am I to worship You?
this line. It's your blood that makes the difference in me, that made a way to enter into your throne. I could not come near your presence. I could never sing your song. Now this is the good news. Hey,
of the sacrifice of Calvary,
it's the only, only reason.
It's the reason I can cry out today.
Can And we proclaim his name. Can we proclaim his name in this place? Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Chemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Chemba. Yeshua, Yeshua, HaMashiach,
you are the Lion,
Lion of Judah.
Say Yeshua,
Yeshua,
for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
My God,
hey, there's deliverance in that name. Say Yeshua,
Yeshua,
HaMashiach, Lion of Judah. Hey, Yeshua,
Yeshua.
Do you have a prayer language in your spirit? As I blow the trumpet, open your mouth and release the sound. Open your mouth. Lifting hands, we join the 420 elders. By God.
Casting crowns.
Lifting hands.
Bowing hearts.
It's all. Call his name. Say, Adonai. My God.
Says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We kept hearing these testimonies about God snatching people out of death. And see, every time we proclaim that, we create an atmosphere for that to happen. Can I prophesy tonight? Can we prophesy? I declare right now that anyone on the verge of death, by reason of the testimonies tonight and the sound of worship, is delivered right now. Let the sign of the prisoners come to you according unto the greatness of thy power. Deliver those who are appointed to die. Psalm 68 verse 20. Our God is the God of salvation. To him belongs issues of rescues from death. Open your mouth and begin to speak deliverance from death right now. I feel that grace. Open your mouth. Anyone connected to us right now, open your mouth. Come on. In worship we war as well. Come on. Let the high praises of the Lord be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Open your mouth. Elabara. Father, we stand in the gap tonight. We rescue. We cancel doctor's report. Right now, hola bara, celebradas, alua, hola bara sa. Declare shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. With long life, he satisfies me and shows me salvation. Open your mouth and war. Hola, I come against breast cancer. Let every lung disappear. I stand tonight as a prophet. I declare that lump, go right now. Go. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted, be rooted out. Now, be rooted out. You lump cancer. You lump on the left breast, on the left side. Go. Elabara silo. Open your mouth and pray the Holy Ghost. There's power here. Hey! know, by the grace of God, you know, I'm raised as a minstrel, and I know when the atmosphere shifts and we can take advantage of it. Lift your hands to heaven. Begin to speak victory, speak healing. Now, do it now. Open your mouth in this atmosphere. Those testimonies were not shared for fun. They were shared to create an atmosphere for more. We've ministered to him. Now he wants to sing over you. He wants to rejoice over you with singing. Open your mouth. I saw that lump disappear from that left side of the breast. If the devil's been whispering to you that you will die, you came to the right place tonight. There's deliverance here tonight. Reverend, you want to minister? Go ahead. You want to minister? I've seen God do wrought wonders in atmospheres like this.
Your name is to be hallowed at the night.
where two or three are gathered, Lord, you said you'll be there, and you hear. We honor your presence. Where two or three are gathered, Lord, you said you'll be there, and you hear. Genesis 1, the Bible says there was darkness upon the face of the deep, and then the Spirit of God. In that text, he's called Ruach, the breath, the blast, and the wind of God. Can we welcome him tonight? I'll just leave you with this chant. Lately, the Lord's been sending us chants. He's a stirrer. Ignites you to prayer. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. Feel this place. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Spirit of the Lord, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. You are the Ruach Elohim. Fill this place before I leave. Are there people who want a fresh infilling? You are here. You want the breath of God to invade your spirit. You want to come forward. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Hey! Ruach Elohim. Just lift your hands to him. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, feel this place, feel this place, feel this temple, feel this life. Open your mouth, say Ruach Elohim, say Ruach, Ruach Elohim, hey, Ruach Elohim. My God, Ella Barakatelia, Azuri Palite, Aima, Ruach Elohim. Feel this place, feel this place. One more time, say Ruach, Ruach, Ruach Elohim, say Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. Elohim, oh,
There is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Let every dry bone come alive. Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim,
Ruach,
Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim. Father, let our prayer life come alive.
Ruach Elohim,
fill this place, fill. You are that place, you are that place. The temple, Ruach Elohim,
hey. Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim,
Ruach
Elohim,
feel this soul, feel this soul, feel this mind, feel this spirit. Feel this life. Ruach Elohim, yeah.
Ruach Elohim.
Wind of God. Son of man, can these bones live again? He said, thou knowest. Ruach Elohim. Let every dead ministry come alive. Let every dead dream come alive. By the wind of God, by the breath of God, by the blast of God, every dead cell, every dead brain, every dead womb, every dead marriage, fill this place. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim,
Ruach Elohim.
Of God, power of the highest, Holy Ghost, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, breathe upon us fresh breath. Thou strong east wind, come and blow, part every Red Sea situation here tonight. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, feel this place. This is not the time to film. I see people filming. Most High God, Spirit of the Lord, your name is Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. Feel this place, feel this temple, feel this life, feel this home. Yeah. Ruach Elohim, breathe upon every dead cell, every dead womb, every dead organ, tissue, marriage, job, career. Breath of God. It is the spirit that gives life.
miracles are happening. Strange miracles. The breath of God. The breath of God. The breath of God. Strange miracles. There's somebody with a tumor. The breath of God destroys the tumor. Every tumor. In fact, that's what Pastor Matt just talked about. Every cancerous, every cell afflicted with the spirit of affliction. The breath of God. The breath of God. Somebody receive the breath of God. The breath of God. Right where you are. The breath of God. Right where you are. The breath of God. He breathed upon clay and it became living soul. He breathed upon clay and it became living soul. Miracles, strange miracles are happening. I see amazing testimonies in my spirit. We would have closed like 10 minutes ago, but the Holy Spirit said it's not done. The Spirit of God is mightily at work. There's a strange miracle that is falling in place right now. There's somebody, you don't know what it is, but you are afraid that it's going to be turning out. The fire and the presence of God terminates it. The fire and the presence of God terminates it. Just breathe in the glory. Just receive.
Wind of the Lord.
Receive.
Blast of the Lord. Breath of the Most High. Spirit of the Lord. Your name is Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Fill this house.
When you call him, he comes. If you call him, if you beckon on him, he comes. Such is his nature. You've got to invite him. You've got to tell him, welcome, come, fill this place. New tongues. New tongues is coming on someone right now. It's coming on someone right now. I see mantles resting on people now. Mantles of fire, mantles of prayer. Prophetic mantles. Healing mantles. Worship mantles. Take it down. Let that fire begin to rest on everyone here, from person to person. Now, now, now. Every bone condition is healed right now. Launch us to deep places of God, breath of God.
I've been knowing in my spirit somebody who had tumor in the head. I don't know whether the person is here or watching online. Tumor in the head. There are signs that the Lord has healed you. And one of the strongest signs will be clarity. The cloudiness in your head gives way for clarity. And the pains and the discomfort will leave. And everything will return back to normal. Somebody with a situation on your spine, the back, right there on your spine, towards your waist, a miracle is happening right now. A strange miracle that the doctors will confirm, and it will be amazing to the doctors. But the breath of God, the breath of God, the breath of God, impact life, and heals. Somebody, your lungs, complication in the lungs, and it's as though the lungs are collapsing, but there's life. He breathed upon the nostrils of clay and it became a living soul. Life upon those lungs, complication on those lungs, taken away, healed. For the first time, this person, you're going to sleep like a baby. You're going to sleep like a baby because every congestion, every complication has been taken care of. The healer sets you free. Somebody on your shoulders, terrible pain, discomfort on your shoulders, heal. And the mighty hand of the Lord rests. Oh, Jesus. Somebody, you're feeling an unusual presence from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You can tell. It's a sweet presence. It looks like electricity, but it's not electricity because it is mine. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The Lord is putting somebody back on your feet again. The word I hear, He's putting you back on your feet again. Whatever went wrong, He's restoring the breath of life. The breath of life. There's yet another lady. Your mind, you kind of like get dizzy and get kind of hazy in your head, like congestion in your head. The Lord is healing you. But the breath of God comes in. You will never be the same again. Something has happened to somebody in the presence of the Lord. Your life will never be the same. The afflictions that you have known will never happen again. You have spent this time in God's presence. You're not going back the same way you came. For the glory of the Lord saturate your head entirely. There's the weight of the glory. Somebody, you're feeling it on you. And when you go back home and you lie down on the bed, it will still rest on you. Throughout this night, a miracle will happen that will be the finishing of the work that began in you. It is done. Oh, somebody begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yes, open up your mouth and bless Him. Thank Him for the amazing things. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Now, before you leave, we're going to pray and make this decree. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord our God lift up His good countenance upon you. Grant you His peace, even the shalom of God, now and forever. The presence of God abides with you, rest upon you, manifest through your entire being, through the rest of this year. into the new year. And the blessing of God rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I see in my spirit great celebration, great rejoicing, great celebration. I'm telling you, some of you, your celebration will not go bad.